We're back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Hurricane Katrina has been a massive human tragedy and one with huge economic repercussions, not just in this country, but around the world. Joining us from London is Stephen Beard, European Bureau Chief for Marketplace. Stephen, how about Hurricane Katrina and its effects on the European economy?
Well, Alex, the biggest impact, as you'd expect, so far has been on oil, or rather gasoline. The shortage of gasoline in the US as a result of the refinery shutdowns is having an effect over here. The expectation is that the US is going to be buying quite a lot of gasoline on the European market. In fact, there have been reports, so far unconfirmed, that as many as 20 tankers have been chartered to ship European gas to the States. That's going to take a lot of gas off the European market, and we are already seeing gas prices rising here in anticipation.
I think gas prices are already high in Europe.
Yes, they certainly are. I mean, gasoline already costs an average of $6 or so per gallon here. That, what is more than double the US rate. So further price rises will be very unwelcome, especially at a time when the big economies in continental Europe, France and Germany, are just beginning to show tentative signs of economic recovery.
I wonder if the Europeans aren't kind of worried about the general effect of higher gas prices and Katrina on the U.S. economy.
Yes, very much so. I mean, of course, the fate of the U.S. economy, the biggest and richest in the world, is of vital interest to European exporters in particular. For many of them, the U.S. is by far their most important market. The worry is that the market for consumer goods, at least in the U.S., could shrink in the wake of Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
That's according to Michael Metcalf of State Street Investors in London.
If U.S. consumers are having to spend a much higher proportion of their incomes on gasoline because gasoline prices are, you know, have shot up so quickly, the assumption is they won't be able to spend elsewhere. And to some extent, higher oil prices will be like a extra tax on the economy.
And it's precisely that line of thinking that's driven the US dollar down on the currency markets. The thinking is consumer spending may weaken, therefore the Fed may not push up US interest rates as far as the market had been anticipating. If that's the case, that means it'll be less profitable for foreign investors to hold the dollar. And that's why the greenback has fallen. Another unwelcome development for Europeans is it'll make their exports more expensive.
Yes.
We'll be exploring some of these issues later today on Marketplace, and we'll be covering the hurricane refugee arrival in Houston and the recovery efforts across the Gulf Coast.
Stephen Beard of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media. Thank you.